Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York. Well, we're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, today's a special day. It's the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing here at Englebrook. What a beautiful club. And I feel like we're in just really a whole, like the back country of Westchester County, and it's really quite beautiful. Today is special in that it is the golf outing is supporting the New York chapter of Achilles International. So here to tell us all about it, and also the sponsor of the event today and the golf outing is Shiraz Iftikhar and Akhil Kumar, founding partner and managing partner of Arch Global Advisors. Welcome.
Thank you, Laura.
So do tell us about today's event, and also I would love to hear more about your business as well, but let's just talk about the golf outing right now and this great organization that it is going to support. How many? First of all, how many groups do you have here golfing today?
So Laura, first of all, thank you for having us on the show. It was a great day today. Weather turned out to be really nice, so I hope that everyone had a great time. We had 60 people right now, and then we're expecting a few more for the dinner as well. This is our third year doing it, and this is the second year that Achilles has been involved with this. Mm-hmm. Achilles is an organization that has been around for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And they've done some amazing work. I've been volunteering with Achilles for the last 3 to 4 years now, and their core purpose is to help athletes with disabilities.
Right.
People with disabilities, starting from as young of an age as 5, all the way to people who are 65 and 70. And have done some amazing work for those folks. So we felt that it was necessary for us to stay involved with them, mm-hmm. to help them, and do what we can for them.
Well, it's predominantly for running, is that correct? Or are there other sports that are involved as well, but it's to get people with disabilities into different races and such?
That is correct. Primarily running. But I would say more than running, it's about lifestyle. It's about helping people with disabilities create a lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, and also a lifestyle where they can create a network, they can change their mindset, and have the confidence of knowing that, first of all, there are plenty of people around the world that are in the same situation, that are willing to help them, and that are willing to show them the process. I mean, we have people that are born with disabilities, and we have people that create a certain level of disability at some point in time in their life.
Uh-huh.
Achilles allows both of those groups to be supported through the organization. As far as running is concerned, we have on an average about 300 runners running in the New York Marathon, Boston Marathon, 12,000 members around the world.
Wow,
I don't remember exactly how many chapters they have, but
yes,
we're pretty proud of what they've done so far.
Well, that's wonderful. And then today, do you also have, it looks like there's some prizes. Is there a silent auction going on as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, cocktail hour and the dinner part is the most exciting part of this. So yes, everyone had fun at golf, but we have auction items. We have signed memorabilia from multiple athletes. We have some other good stuff, so I hope people bid on those things.
Wonderful. Great cause and a great afternoon and a way to support that while having a good time. Akhil Kumar, you are a founding partner of Arch Global Advisors, who is supporting the event today. And tell us about the company and what you do here in Westchester. Are you based here?
Yes. Thank you again for having us today. We are a local firm. We're based out of New York City. We also have an office in Rye, New York. As a Westchester presence. We've been in the area and in New York City for the last 14 years. But Westchester has been a market which is near and dear to me. I personally live in Rye as well. Mm-hmm. And the golf outings has been something which we have done over the last few years. As Shiraz mentioned earlier, supporting Achilles was something which we've done for the second year now. And hopefully this will be an annual event where we can raise more money. We've got 60 plus golfers here today, about another 20 people coming in for the dinner party. So we're excited to raise some money for a great cause and hopefully continue to do so at the great venue at Anglebrook.
Absolutely, a wonderful venue for sure. And Rye, New York is beautiful. It's down near where I live. And so you're helping Westchester residents and New York City residents manage their wealth and plan for retirement. Is that basically what the firm focuses on?
So, you know, we've been around since 2007.
Okay.
We are celebrating our 11th year.
Mm-hmm.
Went through a great big transition this year, so that's been exciting for us. We started our satellite office in Westchester last year as well, which was our 10th year anniversary. And as far as our focus is concerned, our focus primarily has been on just helping people, helping corporations not only manage wealth, but create a financial planning process, which is going to help them not only today, but it will create a roadmap for them for the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and 30 years. And I would say that we've been very successful with it for the last 11 years. The response that we get from our clients and the referrals that we get from our clients is, I would say, a testament of how well they've enjoyed working with us and being our partners in this process.
Rave reviews, in other words. Well, that's terrific. Thank you so much. And I'm sure Achilles International really, truly appreciates all that you are doing to help to support their cause, because they say it's not, I was, you know, reading up about it a bit, and they say it's not just about winning races or running and things like that. It's about the hope, the inspiration, the camaraderie that gives to people with disabilities and then just people without as well. It's it goes much further than that.
Absolutely, and we've got a wide range of representatives here from different sectors of different businesses. We being from the financial industry, obviously we have some of our partners here, but we also have a lot of individuals here from the real estate business, a lot of tradesmen here, a lot of attorneys, CPAs. So we have a good range of companies, local businesses represented here today. And that's what this is all about. Hopefully continuing to raise money for a great cause and bring businesses in Westchester County, New York City, closer together for a common reason.
It looks like you accomplished that and you're about ready to take it into the evening. And yes, you had a great day today after last night's storms, a perfect day for a golf outing here at Anglebrook.
Absolutely. We couldn't have planned it any better. So thank you again for having
thank
us.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you, Laura.
And congratulations on what looks like an already very successful event. I'm happy to be here at Anglebrook Golf Club today in Lincolndale, where the wonderful people at Arch Global Advisors are helping to support Achilles International. A wonderful cause and a wonderful evening today. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from the Anglebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York tonight. We're produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. We're here today at the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing at Englebrook, and the golf outing and all the proceeds from the golfers and the silent auction and everybody putting their good, just their goodwill together to support a wonderful cause, a great organization. It's called Achilles International. So I'm really happy right now to be with the group from Achilles. That would be the director of operations or director of the New York City chapter of Achilles International, Michael Anderson. Hi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura.
So I'm going to be asking you and Martina and Jenna, your crew here, just all about Achilles. Obviously, it must be a wonderful a place for all these people to come together to want to donate money to it. Tell us everything that Achilles does and is about.
Yes, it is a really wonderful organization and wonderful cause. What we do is we empower athletes with all different types of disabilities to mainstream into other types of athletic competitions, specifically related to running, walking, wheelchair athletics, triathlons. And truthfully, a big part of what we do is, in addition to helping to mainstream our athletes with athletes without disabilities, we help them to lower barriers to leading a more fulfilling life and to help raise self-esteem. And it's just a wonderful community.
So is it you bringing athletes with disabilities into mainstream events, or taking mainstream events and putting them into, disability types, for
the most part, what we do is an athlete will come to us. Say someone is blind, and they said, you know, I'd really love to run, but I don't have the means to do so. They will come to our chapter, and I'll have a chat with them, get them comfortable, get them to show up. That's the most important thing, is getting to show up to that first time. What'll happen is I'll put them with an experienced guide who's guided blind athletes before. They'll go for first a little bit of a walk, then for a jog. Next thing you know, they're out running 3 to 5 miles. When that athlete becomes comfortable, they'll say, hey, I want to do a race. And we'll make that happen. We'll find a race for them, be it in Central Park or in Brooklyn or even here in Westchester. We've done some. We have one on Sunday, in fact, in Westchester.
Where is that?
That is at the New York Medical College. Okay. They are wonderful supporters of ours, and they are putting on a race called the Race for Rehab 5K. They do a lot of rehabilitation studies with that for athletes with disabilities, and all proceeds from that event goes to benefit Achilles New York City. And once again, just much like today's event, really wonderful support.
That's terrific. So you mentioned volunteers guiding people with particular disabilities, and we have Martina Crane with us right now. She is one of those volunteers and guides. Hi, Martina. Thanks so much.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. So Michael was just describing a situation where somebody perhaps who is blind might be coming and saying they want to participate, and you are volunteering your services to guide them. What is the process? Like, it must be very rewarding.
Yeah, so as a volunteer, the first time that I came, I sort of trained with another more experienced volunteer, and over time grew a relationship with one of our athletes who actually has a cognitive impairment from a traumatic brain injury. And so I have learned what her needs are. I've spoken with her at length about what her pace is, what her goals are, and it's also been a great experience in terms of talking to her about what she also has going on outside of running. It provides a community for the runners that is about more than just training, and really helps build them as people and help create a network for them of support, both on and off the road or track or
right.
trail. And then we also have guides who are our most experienced guides who are trained how to run with a tether. And that's how we guide our blind athletes. And so we have athletes of all different disabilities, and it's very rewarding. And I say I get out just as much or more from the experience as our athletes do.
In addition to blind runners, what are some other types of disabilities you encounter when being a guide and a volunteer?
Sure. So we have folks who are cognitively impaired. We also have folks who are visually impaired. We have others who are amputees. We're wearing our Freedom Team shirts today, who are veterans with disabilities. And so we might help them just start walking on their prosthetics and help them build up to using a blade. And then we also have people who are quadriplegics, paraplegics, who will use push rim cycles and things of that nature. So it really runs the gamut. We accept all athletes and are there to help whoever needs it.
Fantastic. Really amazing work.
And Michael, feel free to correct me if I was wrong there at any point.
No, you definitely got it all. We also welcome in runners with autism. A lot of the parents find that to be a wonderful program. We have an Achilles Kids program that serves 11,000 New York City students, and the parents, they look forward to their Saturday mornings so much because it's so important for the children with autism to get out and socialize, and it helps them to mainstream. So that's been just such a game changer. And I think you covered most of them. We also have runners who might even have going through aggressive cancer treatments, and it helps them to get out and exercise. And it's really is the most important part of their week, they tell me, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. We have Jenna here, Jenna Goretzky. She's the director of volunteers at Achilles. And what are you looking for in a volunteer? Do you go out, you know, kind of grabbing people in restaurants and saying, I think you'd be great with this, or is it you wait for them to come to you? What are you looking for?
I think that there's probably a healthy mix of both. I look for people with really popping, bright, and shiny personalities, because even though this task is something so rewarding and so fulfilling, it does take a warm heart and a smiling face to get through this, and it's so worth it. But we look for those people that really want to do this for the athlete, and they really want to get something out of it and really give to the athlete and provide them with an experience that they can't get elsewhere, even from their friends or their family. This is a stranger with an athlete with a disability, and they become a lifelong friend. So aside from looking at the athlete's disability and looking at how they can work well with the guide, I look at the athlete's personality and what they do and what they like in their free time. And I try to match hobbies, personality levels, jokes. I look for the warm things.
Sure.
Aside from, hey, I've guided a blind runner before, I know what I'm doing. I look for, I guide this guy, and 15 years later, we're still buddies. That's the thing that I really look for.
Friendship, camaraderie,
yes,
and really building community for these wonderful people. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
And Michael, I know you go beyond running, but running is the predominant athletic tool with which you volunteer for. So
yeah, our main focus is on helping athletes to get out, walk, run, wheelchair. And I mentioned earlier, we also have a triathlon program, which has become very popular. But yeah, essentially, we did start out as an organization that supported runners. Our founder, his name is Dick Traum. He is the first ever amputee to run in a marathon. It was 1976.
Wow.
It was the first year that the New York City Marathon went out into all five boroughs. The eyes of the world were literally upon him. And it was a big risk, because if he didn't finish, who knows what would have happened.
Right.
And there's a famous picture. If you look for Achilles online, you'll see a picture of Bill Rogers, the four-time winner of the New York City Marathon, passing Bill somewhere on the course. And it's just a great moment, because that really shows what we're about, mainstreaming. Here's the best runner in the world at the time, and an amputee just getting it done. And that was really what went on to make to inspire the world, and that's how Achilles ended up getting founded.
Yes, it's wonderful stuff. How can people find Achilles?
You can go to our website, achillesinternational.org. We're also on Facebook, Achilles International. And if you're looking for information specifically about the New York City chapter, Instagram and Facebook as well, Achilles NYC. And we do workouts in Central Park every Tuesday at 6 p.m., Saturdays at 10 a.m. And while we would appreciate if you check us out ahead of time, if you just show up, we're going to welcome you in, and we're going to make it happen.
It's a wonderful, wonderful cause and organization, and I hope that tonight's golf outing goes towards making your programming and your just everything to make the organization run smoother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Laura. We're all excited because the New York City Marathon's coming up in just 3.5 weeks, and we've got 200 athletes from around the world. That's why we're called Achilles International.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's amazing.
We have runners from Mongolia and South Africa, and you name it. and it's going to be an incredible experience.
Absolutely.
So if you're watching
amazing.
The New York City Marathon, you're going to see the yellow shirts out there, and you're going to see some that say guide on them, and you're just going to, people just shout, go Achilles, and it really makes it for a wonderful day.
Incredible. Michael Anderson, Martina Crane, and Jenna Koretsky, or Jenna, sorry. Thank you so much for all you do for these wonderful people and for the world to be able to see that everything is possible and to really just to be one in neighbors with our friends with disabilities and just each other as well. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Laura.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And once again, here we are at the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing at Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York, and they are going to support Achilles International, an incredible organization. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. And we're broadcasting live today from the Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. But speaking of golf, we are here for what is the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing. And the proceeds today and all the goodness of the players, it's all going towards a wonderful organization called Achilles International. My guests right now are Jeremy Hill from Acadia Realty Trust and Greg Bianco, Metropolitan Recycling, happen to be the sponsors tonight, the presenting sponsors of the golf outing. So I'd like to hear from both of you. Tell us about, so you're here today to be a part of this. Is this the first time for your company?
No, this is actually the third year that Acadia Realty Trust has been involved in the program. Very happy to be a part of it with Arch Global. Actually personal friends with Arch Global, and been aligning ourselves with the golf outing for the last 3 years. It's been a great cause, and happy to be a part of it.
That's wonderful. Well, Acadia Realty Trust is a real estate firm or something more?
Yeah, we are a real estate investment trust. We own real estate in the retail market. We own properties from all in the tri-state area, from all the way up to Boston as well, all the way down to D.C., and even as far as the San Francisco Bay Area, and big presence in Chicago market as well.
Oh, wow. And where is your headquarters?
We are based out of Rye, New York.
Oh, you also. So is Arch Global. So, yes, as well. So I'm learning a little bit about that. Well, that's wonderful. And what do you do? What do you know about Achilles International?
So, actually, it's a pretty limited knowledge of Achilles, based on my experience here with the foundation and our golf outing. It's been great to be a part of it, and when my personal friend Akhil, who is part of Arch Global, and Shiraz, I have been able to align ourselves, Acadia and Arch Global, and help the cause, bring a number of golfers to the outing here, and help out Achilles Foundation. I know what I know based on this outing, which is great. It's really, it's been a good experience and enlightening just to be a part of this program here in the Golf Alley.
I bet. And any excuse to play golf, right?
I'll take any time that I can get on the golf course and be a good cause, absolutely.
It was a beautiful day. Get out of work and come play some golf
given the weather
have
we've
a
had
cocktail
the past,
party. Yes.
Yeah, given the weather we've had, this was a beautiful day. A little wet on the course, but I'll take it anytime.
Yes, wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for that. Greg Bianco of Metropolitan Recycling. So you have your presenting sponsor tonight, and tell us about it's a recycling business, I'm assuming.
Yes, we're one of the largest recyclers in the five boroughs. Jeremy is a very, very dear friend, asked us to be the presenting sponsor, and you see the turnout here. It was a great, great turnout. Beautiful, beautiful golf course with Angel Brook Golf Course. Gotta commend the staff here. They did a very, very good job.
That's wonderful.
And the Little Achilles Foundation. Can't wait to do it again next year.
Oh, that's wonderful. So are you, where are you based out of?
We're in Brooklyn, New York.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He made us drive a long way out here.
That's okay. Isn't Westchester just incredible?
Incredible. Incredible. Beautiful scenery. I think I took more pictures than golf swings up here.
That's so interesting. Very good. And so Metropolitan Recycling, is it really a recycling company? Are you the ones that get all our cans and bottles that we...
That's correct. Our primary core business is waste paper.
I see.
We do a lot of plastic and metals also. Waste removal. We got over 5,000 customers in New York, so
that's amazing.
It was a pleasure to come up here and
get away from that. I'm sure. Well, I'm glad you were able to partake, and it is for an incredible cause today. Hopefully, you'll be bidding on some of the silent auction items here.
We already have.
You already have. All right, then fingers crossed for you. What'd you bid on?
We had the Eli Manning grabbing the jersey. Got to remember that.
Yeah.
And the Beatles poster.
I love that Beatles poster. I hope you win it. All right. Thank you so much. Greg Bianco, Metropolitan Recycling is his company, and he's also a presenting sponsor of today's golf outing. And Jeremy Hill of Acadia Realty Trust in Rye, but kind of spans all over the states. And great to have you both here. And thanks for participating on behalf of just, you know, anytime good people are doing good things for great causes, we say thank you. All right. It's great to be here today at Englewood Country Club, at Golf Club, where this golf outing has sort of wrapped up off of the course and is now here in cocktail hour, which is then going to go move on in for dinner, but again, for an amazing cause, Achilles International, helping people with disabilities partake in things like mainstream races all over the country, really, and all over the world. It's a beautiful organization. And I'm grateful to be here today at the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing to support that great, great cause. This is Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York. We're produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics. Well, today is the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing at Englebrook, and it all goes to support the New York City chapter of Achilles International, an amazing organization that I have the privilege of learning about tonight, and I am really honored to have the president of Achilles International with me right now, Dick Trom. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Do tell us, I was hearing a little bit of the story, your story, and the story of how Achilles International sort of came about, and your name was all over it. Tell us, if you wouldn't mind, the story.
Well, going back to 1983, we started a program, and the idea was to encourage people with all kinds of disabilities to participate in long-distance running.
Yes.
And by the end of 1983, we had six people competing in the New York City Marathon.
Six.
We were very, very proud. Never in the history of the sport were so many disabled people running.
Wow.
This November, we will have over 300 Achilles athletes from certainly over 25 countries out there.
That is amazing. What an undertaking. Now, so was this basically your idea, and why?
Well, I lost a leg many, many years ago, and I somehow I got involved in running, and I ran for many years, and I kept coming in dead last. And I figured if we could get other people with disabilities involved, I wouldn't keep coming in last anymore.
So that's what it was. You said you lost a limb, but when you participated in the race, was it with a prosthetic? Or?
Yes, I ran on an artificial leg. This is back in 1976. I was actually the first person with an artificial leg to run a marathon.
Wow. I bet the press, you must still have all the clippings from that. I bet it was a big time.
Not really.
No?
No. But later on, it became more important.
Yes, because you see it now. It's so inspiring. Awe-inspiring, actually. And you have so much to do with that. So 25 countries being represented this year's marathon.
That's correct. And we have presence in over 70 countries. We have chapters in 41 countries.
That is incredible. And you are the president of the organization?
Yes.
Are you there in the offices every day?
Every day.
And you're making sure it all happens. Well, Dick Traum, that is absolutely inspiring. And I can't believe how many people's lives you're touching as a result. Because it's not just about running a race, is it? Although that's a huge part of it.
No, there are certain issues that are very important. One is mainstreaming. So my interest is in people with disabilities running with the general population. And this makes things more comfortable on both sides.
Yes.
You know, another thing that's very important is the concept of achievement.
Yes.
So what happens is people with different disabilities, they come out, they get into shape, they run a marathon, something they never, ever believed they would do in their life, and they feel good about it.
Yeah.
And what happens is they're saying, gee, what's my next goal?
So now all of a sudden their possibilities are wide open.
And they do have additional goals.
And it's wonderful. And just, listen, it would be a huge goal for me to even try to run in a marathon. I can only imagine if I had a disability as well. I just really admire those people and you, sir, and all you've done to start this incredible organization. It's good to know. What is the website people can find it at?
The website is www.achillesinternational.com.
.org.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yes, thank you. Wonderful. AchillesInternational.org. And the president and founder of this beautiful organization, Dick Traum, is my guest. And thank you so much. It's an honor.
Good to be here.
Go enjoy your wonderful dinner tonight.
I will.
I think there's going to be a lot of money raised tonight for Achilles International. Lots of golfers, almost 60 golfers here today. Beautiful memorabilia and different items up for grabs for this silent auction, and all the money going to support it. There's a lot of sponsors here tonight as well, all of the sponsors, and we're trying to talk to as many of them as we can. But all in all, an amazing day at Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York for the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. a consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr, and 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from the Anglebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York. We're being produced by Shark Creative today, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, we're here today on a wonderful, beautiful golf course with great weather after last night's tornadoes, and we have our third annual Arch Global Advisors golf outing taking place right now. The money is going towards an incredible organization. It's international in scope, and the name of it is Achilles International. And we have all sorts of sponsors that are helping to make today's event a very successful one so that the money and the proceeds go to Achilles International. Joe Spirelli's with me right now. He's my guest, and he is the, I'm assuming, the owner and founder of Spirelli Electric. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Yes, I'm one of the owners. I work with my father and my brother.
Oh, very nice. It's a family business. And where are you located?
Based out of Shrub Oak, New York.
Shrub Oak. Now, I've never been to Shrub Oak. Where is it?
It is a hamlet of Yorktown, very close to Jefferson Valley.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. So kind of up here, is it?
Yeah, very close.
Very close up here. Okay. Spirelli Electric, so are you a team of electricians that your brother, your dad, you go and do electrical work?
My father and I are both electricians. My brother's the CFO. He's the smart guy.
Okay. He keeps his hands off of the tools, and you guys do all that hard work. So that's great. How long have you been in business?
My father's been in business over 40 years.
Bless his heart. That's not an easy thing this day and age to be in business.
No, he's
that
very
long.
Good at it.
And how long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing this with him about 15 years.
Wow. So living the dream, a family business. Do you have kids that are going to take over for you one day?
I have kids. I hope they find something better to do, though.
Oh, hey, listen, where would we be without electricity and a good electrician? I would hate to know that indeed. Lots of people lost their power last night in those big storms. What happens when you get like something like that? And do you have a big team, or is it just the two of you working around the clock, basically?
No, we have about 5 to 6 service trucks on the road. We have a bucket truck on the road. We have a whole commercial division. So when people lose their power, they call us. We get them turned back on as soon as we can. And we've been installing a lot of generators for a lot of customers.
I bet. Yes, this is the new thing. And it's very hard to find them, you know, when it's close to the time of the storm coming, that's for sure. So Joe Spirelli, tell us your website so that everybody can hear it in case they have an outage.
The website is simple. It's SpirelliElectric.com.
SpirelliElectric.com. And that's spelled S-P-I-R-E-L-L-I. SpirelliElectric.com. Joe Spirelli, thank you so much for being here tonight.
My
How was
pleasure.
Your golf game? I forgot to ask you.
We had a lot of fun, and I'll leave it at that. We
okay.
had a lot of fun.
Do you have any items that you're bidding on?
I might go for the Sam Darnold signed helmet.
Oh, the who?
The Sam Darnold signed helmet, the
okay.
Jets helmet.
Okay, I didn't know what sport he played, but I'll take your word for
it's
it.
Okay.
All right, yes, that's not, I'll stick to the microphone and the radio stuff. Anyway, thank you so much. It's a beautiful day here at the Anglebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York, for the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing, all going to support a wonderful organization called Achilles International, helping people with disabilities do mainstream races and finding friends as well along the way. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just
a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are broadcasting live today from the Anklebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York. We're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. I'm here today for the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing. The Arch Global Advisors have put this on now. It's their third one, and it really is going to support an amazing cause. People are playing golf, bidding on items, having dinner and cocktails together because they want to bring in money for an incredible organization called Achilles International. This helps people with disabilities to run in races and marathons, not just in America, not just in New York, but literally all over the world in many, many countries. So this year in the marathon, they are actually having 25 countries represented. People with disabilities from 25 different countries that are going to be participating. Very exciting stuff. But it all is made possible by people who are sponsoring the golf outing. And we're so happy to be meeting all these great guys, great people who are willing to do that. And Steve O'Hara is one of them, Vice President of Par Plumbing. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So how'd you do today?
We did all right. You know, 10 under. Could have done
good?
A little better, but I don't think we won it, but we were there.
You think you might be up in the... Do you get any kind of consolation prizes for being second or third, anything like that?
No, second place is first loser, I guess, so.
Oh, I didn't know how that worked in things like this. So, but anyway, Park Plumbing, where are you located?
We're located in Lynbrook, New York.
Oh, yes. I used to live there during my college years, just 10 years ago.
Oh, very good.
Yes, anyway, but Par Plumbing is just plumbing, right?
No, we do plumbing, HVAC, and fire sprinkler.
Oh, so it's not just that. Okay, so you've really got it. And is this commercial and residential?
Predominantly commercial work, all in New York City.
Okay.
Five boroughs.
Wow.
We do everything from basic service work to full installations for brand new buildings.
That's wonderful. And how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company 7 years. I took over the fire protection division, and it's a great company. Like I said, we do everything from the smallest work to multi-million dollar projects.
And it's so important, I would imagine, getting the right fire systems in place and fire prevention, I guess, is what it is, right?
Yes, life safety is very important to us. And, as everything progresses in New York City, they become more conscious of this, and it's growing each and every day.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm happy for that. And do you have a whole group from Par Plumbing out here today, or is it just you?
Yes, yeah, I have a couple of my employees here, and we had a phenomenal day. It's for a great cause, and we're happy to be here.
That's great. Thank you so much. I know that Achilles International really appreciates everything that's going towards their organization today and gearing up for this marathon. So it's an amazing thing. You think about how wonderful it is to play golf and be able to do those things. Things and things we kind of take for granted, I guess, and then people with disabilities also need and want to participate, and Achilles International gives them that opportunity.
Yes, we're happy to support them, and as like I said, it's a great cause, and we'll be here year after year just as long as they keep doing this.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Steve O'Hara, VP for Par Plumbing in Lynbrook, New York, and New York City, and it's, as we mentioned, good to be here. It's a beautiful day today at the Anglebrook Country Club in Lincolndale, New York, for the third annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Englebrook Country Club, or Golf Club, in Lincolndale, New York. We're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Speaking of golf club, we're here for the third annual golf outing today, and it is put on by Arch Global Advisors. They are supporting the New York chapter of Achilles International, an amazing organization, international in scope, as its title denotes, and it goes towards helping people with disabilities run in races, do athletics, and participate in a mainstream way in these things that so many of us do take for granted. But today's and tonight's event is going towards raising funds for the group internationally as they gear up for the New York City Marathon happening in just about a month away. So my guests today, we have a few of them, and John Serpico is my first one here. He's a real estate attorney. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you're obviously here supporting your friends over at Global Arch Advisors.
Yes, I'm here with Kristen Jock and Martin Ridgers. We're here to support Shiraz. We're in a networking group in the city, BNI, which I'm sure people have heard of.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What does it stand for again?
Business
Networking International. Okay, yes.
They have chapters all over the place.
Yes, exactly. I've heard of it. But you're a real estate attorney, and you are based in New York City?
Yes, in downtown Brooklyn, and I work throughout the city.
Wow, this must be like a long trip for you today.
It was 2 hours.
2 hours.
Traffic,
oh
yes.
My goodness. It's kind of like what we would call upstate New York, but
yeah, this is upstate for
this
me.
For
I
you,
was born
it
and
is.
Bred in Brooklyn. This is upstate.
That's terrific. Well, yes. Wonderful. In real estate, do you work for yourself or do you work within a firm?
Yes, I have my own firm.
And what is it? You're by the same name?
Serpico and Sadiq, PC in downtown Brooklyn.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And what kind of real estate? Is it residential or commercial?
Both, but mostly residential. In the city, it's all co-ops and condos. Mostly.
Absolutely. And Brooklyn is a hot spot.
Yeah,
I bet you're busy.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's not the same place that I grew up in.
Oh, definitely not, for sure.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Kristen Jock, you're a real estate broker. And what firm do you work with?
I work with the Corcoran Group.
Okay. And where are you located?
So I'm located in Williamsburg, just on the border of Brooklyn and Queens.
Yes. Great. And so that's isn't it? I think it might be number one in New York City, isn't it?
Yeah. Year over year, we're pretty much neck and neck with maybe one or two other firms. But yes, one of the top brokerages in the city.
Is it fun?
It is fun, actually. It's pretty exciting.
And Williamsburg.
I don't work a day in my life.
Oh, you don't? Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. And did you play golf today?
I did not. I'm an excellent
cheerleader. Oh, driver.
Yes. So
you drove the golf cart.
If I go to the driving range, I can hit the ball pretty far.
Oh, I thought you meant driving the golf cart. Okay. That's fine, though. But you're here to enjoy the party. Have you bid on any of the silent auction items?
I did. I actually bid on the hockey puck from the New York Rangers.
Okay.
Because we all actually have a mutual colleague that we work with. And he loves the New York Rangers. He's fanatical. So we thought it was our duty.
Okay. Well, that's really nice of you. He should appreciate it. Hope you win. And Martin Ridgers, you are an insurance agent and farmer's agent.
Yep.
Are there farms
yes.
around here?
Sorry?
Where are you located?
I'm located in Long Island City.
Okay.
Yep.
Not too many farms around there, last I checked.
No, not too many farms. But yeah, the company actually started in California insuring farm equipment. That's why they call it Farmers.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm from Indiana, and you know, that's all farms. So yep. I thought maybe. Okay. So, but you're an insurance broker. And yep. What is the firm that you work for?
I work for Farmers as a Farmers agent and MKR Specialty Insurance Brokerage.
Okay.
Where we would then, you know, broker things outside of Farmers that don't fit into their mold.
I see. Okay. And you're in Long Island City.
In Long Island City.
So again, this is another trip like what feels like the other side of the country for you.
Absolutely. We all travel together up here, so which is very nice.
Yes.
Because trying to figure out the trains to get here was pretty difficult.
I'm sure. But then you arrive and you're in this incredible, you know, place that just the scenery goes on forever. It's really beautiful.
It is beautiful. Absolutely. I love coming up into this area.
Had you heard of Achilles International before you got involved today?
Yes, I had been out to a previous run with Shiraz. He introduces some people there and the operation.
That's terrific. Well, I hear by your accent that maybe you might have had some interest in that Abbey Road poster over there.
I've certainly seen it before, and I've actually walked across that zebra crossing.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here today and really making this a big success for Achilles International.
Thank you very
Great
much.
Great to meet you. Thanks for coming up to the hinterlands.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Upstate New York.
John Serpico, Kristen Jock, and Martin Ridgers. Thank you so much. And once again, we're at the 3rd annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing at Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York, supporting Achilles International, a phenomenal organization helping people with disabilities all over the world participate in races and other athletics. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are live today at the Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York, for the 3rd annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. As I said, the golf outing today, it's the 3rd annual for Arch Global Advisors and their participation in this. They're helping to support the New York City chapter of Achilles International. It's a wonderful organization that helps people with disabilities perform in different races and perform things like the marathon, even the triathlon. So it's a really exciting cause, and the golf outing today and all the silent auction items and everything that is being donated is going towards Achilles International. But I'm speaking right now with Tariq Khan. He's a board member of Everything Special Needs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us, what is Everything Needs? Or excuse me, Everything Special Needs?
Well, Everything Special Needs is about everything need for people whose children are born with disabilities. And while they are dealing with the child, they, as the time go by, they realize they just can't deal single-handedly. So they need help how to go about in a different type of programs out there. Uh-huh. And if you're a parent and both of you have jobs, now who's going to take care of the child? Because you don't have resources to go out and just take care of a child, and you need money to live on.
Absolutely.
So a few years back, Tim Flynn, who is someone I know through social, and I find out that he started that charity because he has a child who was born with certain disabilities. Mm-hmm. And he find out through the hardship that he can work and take care of his child.
Yes.
At the same time.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
He discovered as the time went by, there are a lot of things he, there are a lot of resources out there he can utilize. And as the time go by, he realized that I learned hard way. Maybe I want to make a difference in other parents who are have children and they're born with certain deficiencies. He formed the organization, Everything Special Need. He had few board members. And I met him through just like this organization. I'm attending the golf outing. Shiraz was a friend of mine. So a friend of mine asked me, would you mind helping them? And I was chairing a golf outing at that time for Muscular Dystrophy Association, mm-hmm. Which I sat and did for a number of years as a board member, as mm-hmm. I involved with the organization. So I got involved, and we do a golf outing to raise funds for Everything Special Needs.
That's wonderful. So does Everything Special Needs provide support through helping to caregive, or is it with certain equipment? What are some of the needs, the special needs that it helps to cover?
I think that's a wonderful question. Everything Special Need is not an organization which has resources on its own. What we do is that you can get on our website and we help you guide through which area
various resource centers.
And there are various resource centers, and uh-huh. that's what we do.
Oh, that's wonderful. So it helps to guide the parent who, you know, may not know about everything that's available to them.
Absolutely.
For their child. That's an incredible thing, mm-hmm. too. So many good people doing such good things in the world like that. It really Absolutely. Just amazes me. And you've been on so many boards. It sounds like you have a heart of giving and community and contributing.
Well, someone like myself who migrated here over 40 years ago from Pakistan,
yes.
I felt, you know, I was lucky enough that I have three healthy kids.
Yes.
And while I was in business, in retail most of my life mm-hmm. with the various franchise, and came across with the muscular dystrophy, and I helped raise a lot of money for the MDA.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got involved with Island Harvest, which is a food bank.
Yes.
In Nassau County, Long Island.
Yes.
We last year collected over 10 million pounds of food.
Wow.
And we redistribute to 575 different, the soup kitchen and churches and synagogues and the mosque, and who help the communities, people who need the help.
Yes.
I'm also on the board of Life's Work, which is for autism, and yeah. right out of Mineola, Long Island, and we have over 40 homes where we are taking care of over 2,000 adults who are with many disabilities, and they need help.
My goodness,
so
you are quite something, Tariq Khan. What an unbelievable heart of gold you have, and really contributing to so many different causes, and all with a smile on your face. Thank you so very much. I feel very honored talking to you and all the good things that you do. And did you play golf today?
I did.
And how did you do?
Wonderful. We are, I think, third place.
Awesome. Good for you. All going towards Achilles International. Well, congratulations, and thank you for all of what you do for all of the communities and the different organizations that you give to. You know, some people just go above and beyond, and you're one of them, Tariq Khan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
It's a pleasure meeting you. Yes, thank you. And today we are surrounded by great people like that who are contributing to a great cause for Achilles International at the 3rd Annual Arch Global Advisors Golf Outing at Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too. So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live today on a beautiful day here at Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York, as we're here for the third annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf, all to benefit Achilles International, just a wonderful charity. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host. Fantastic job by Laura Smith. Thank you, sweetie, my good friend. I've been doing a great job today. And my buddy, the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our great engineer. We want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester. You're wealth managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, Life Science. And to wrap things up today, we're happy to have with us once again. I talked with him last year. He's the general manager of the club, and he is Matthew Sullivan. Matt, what a great job you guys have done this third annual event. Were you pleased?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. A pleasure to have this group, such a great cause, a great day on a great golf course with a great field. All the pieces were in place. We just couldn't have missed today, so it was a terrific day for everyone here.
How was the turnout compared to last time we were here?
I think it was steady. You know, it was about the same, which makes for a nice day on the golf course. Not too crowded, but, you know, pretty much a group of hole, which works out well.
Let's talk a little bit about your benefiting Achilles International. You did so last year, and they're back here once again. Tell us the significance of your partnership with them and helping them out.
Yeah, it's just hard not to feed off the all the positive vibes that come out of the day. A couple other guest speakers, it's very moving. I mean, we've been motivated to reach out to our vendors and have them make contributions as far as, you know, donating the breakfast or this or that. So it's a cause that's easy to get behind, and I think anyone that's ever exposed to a speaker or the history of this group would immediately rally behind the cause as well.
Yeah, and as part of the proceedings today, we at Shark Creative and Westchester Talk Radio, we did our Inflatable Shark Contest. We made some donations to Achilles International. I'm sure they really appreciate it, but they really, you know, they really do make a difference in people's lives. Those that are physically challenged really enrich their lives, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and this is a golf club that appeals to golf purists, but we love seeing the pink hippo and the big shark out there. It's really quite a scene, and everybody enjoys it. You know, whether you play your golf at a place like Winged Foot, who can resist taking a shot at the big shark's mouth? But yeah, absolutely a terrific cause, and we hope that this is a relationship that we can continue to support for years to come.
And I'd like to have you talk a little bit more about this beautiful course. It's my third time here, and every time I come here, it's just so gorgeous to look at. I mean, all 18 holes, whether you play here or you're just casually coming here, it's just this beautiful place to play golf.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece of property. I've shown up here pretty much every day for 13 years now, and the natural beauty of the property will never be lost on me. 240 acres, 50 acres protected environmental. The golf course is routed around and over those. There's a lot of wooden bridges over the long environmental areas. Every once in a while, someone will come in off the golf course and say, man, we feel like we just played golf in a nature preserve. You know, it's a real nice compliment for us to get. In addition to that, the property is impeccably maintained, landscaped like a national park. So typically, it's natural beauty in every direction. Sometimes, you know, the views into the valley as far as the eye can see. And certainly my opinion is biased, but it really is a magical spot.
Well, I'll say, Matt, we really appreciate you having on you with us. Again, congratulations to you on another fine event. I'm sure we'll see you again real soon.
Yeah, we hope so, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Matthew Sullivan, General Manager of Englebrook Golf Club here in Lincolndale, New York, hosting the third annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf to benefit Achilles International. That'll wrap it up for this session for Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleefield and my good friend Laura Smith. Great job she did as hosting today. And again, we just want to remind you, we have been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Please don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram too. You certainly can. We are at Shark Creative. On behalf of my entire team, Laura Smith, Maddie the K. McCann, Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media and Shark Creative, and you, our wonderful audience, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had fun. We sure did too. Have a great day, everybody. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. We'll see you next time.
Shark, Shark Creative. Get sold on hold.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark, Shark Creative.